With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is raising the possibility of raising the pressure on Russia to end its war against Ukraine. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Writing on social media, the president said he's strongly considering sanctions and tariffs on Russia in hopes of forcing a settlement to the war in Ukraine. He said such sanctions could remain in place until a ceasefire and final settlement agreement on peace is reached. The president, who has been reluctant to criticize Russia for its invasion, urged both countries to get to the table before it's too late. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration is canceling millions of dollars for Columbia University.
The Trump administration says it is pulling $400 million from Columbia University. Multiple federal agencies announced that they are canceling grants and contracts because of what the government describes as the Ivy League school's lackluster efforts to squelch anti-Semitism on campus. Before the announcement, Columbia was ramping up its own investigations into students critical of Israel, alarming free speech advocates. Nonetheless, Federal Education Secretary Linda McMahon says Columbia has abandoned its obligation to Jewish students. Columbia is vowing to work with the government to try to get the money back. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, former central banker Mark Carney looks to set to become Canada's next prime minister after the governing Liberals announced a replacement for Justin Trudeau Sunday. U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to impose sweeping tariffs have sparked a surge in Canadian nationalism that has dramatically revived the Liberal Party's chances in general elections that's expected within days or weeks. Stocks rose Friday, but only after careening through another wild day. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6%, the Dow 0.5%, and the NASDAQ composite climbed 0.7%. This is SRN News. Are you observing Lent?
If you are like most Americans, the answer is no. A new survey from Lifeway Research indicates that 74% of adults do not observe Lent. That hasn't changed much in the last decade. The 40-year period of fasting and prayer before Easter is generally associated with the Catholics, but Lutherans, Episcopalians, and Orthodox believers also traditionally observe it. In recent years, some mainline Protestant denominations have also dabbled with Lent. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua has pulled out of the United Nations Human Rights Council after that body issued a scathing report on President Daniel Ortega's decision to make himself dictator. The UN accuses Ortega of abusing Christians and other people of faith, as well as political dissidents. The U.S. State Department adds that in Nicaragua, clergy and laity continue to experience government harassment, including slander and arbitrary investigations by government agencies. More online at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A federal court has ruled that a group of fishermen can sue one of the world's largest seafood watchdog groups.
The lawsuit is for defamation for publishing a report that described Maine lobster as an unwise choice for consumers. The coalition representing the Maine lobster industry is suing Monterey Bay Aquarium in California for recommending that seafood customers avoid buying a variety of lobster New England fishermen have harvested for centuries. Seafood Watch, operated by the aquarium, placed the lobster on its red list of seafood to avoid due to the threat posed to rare whales by entanglement in gear. John Scott reporting.
Authorities have revealed that actor Gene Hackman died of heart disease and showed severe signs of Alzheimer's disease a full week after his wife died of antivirus in their home. Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Heather Gerald said both deaths were ruled to be natural causes. You'll find more online at srnnews.com.